11:17 on a Monday, game time, live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Bob with you. You can get in touch with the program a variety of ways. Email the 1620 The Zone inbox, brought to you by Equitable Bank. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com. Nick at 1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter, JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at Nick Bob, or 402-951-1620. So, I was listening to a great interview over the weekend with one Colin Cowherd interviewing one Urban Meyer. And listen, I know. Urban Meyer has done some shaky things and all that. But listen, the guy's football resume, from a football standpoint, the guy's football resume is incredible. I mean, outside of Nick Saban and Tom Osborne, it's like, He's on the, in my opinion, Urban Meyer's on the Mount Rushmore of college, all-time college football coaches. So when he talks football, I'm listening and I'm fascinated. And so I'm listening to the interview, and there was one question that Colin asked Urban Meyer that, as he was asking the question, I really perked my ear up to hear his answer. Colin asked about how Urban Meyer has been able to turn programs around so quickly as a head coach. You know, I mean, he turned around Bowling Green fast. He turned around Utah fast. He turned around Florida fast. He turned around Ohio State fast. Like the next year, 2 years, like big time. And so Colin Cowherd asked Urban Meyer, you know, what's your secret sauce? What's your secret in quick turnarounds for college football programs? Here's Urban Meyer.
I appreciate those kind words. And I think I talked to a lot of young coaches about this. I think it's this. I think it's not secret sauce. It's when you see a coach take over a program, a lot of times you'll hear the media and you'll hear sometimes coaches say, wait till I get my guys in here. The minute you say I'm the coach, they're your guys. And you better love them, you better grind them, and you better embrace their talents and not say, wait till I get my own guys in here. That drives me insane when I hear that. So we go to Bowling Green. They're great players there. You never take a shot at the previous coach. You don't do that. You embrace it. You love these guys up. They're your family now. And, I just think that's, you look at, we took over from Bowling Green from great coach Gary Blackney. Took over for Ron McBride at Utah.
He was terrific.
Ron Zook, great coach. And obviously Jim Tressel and Luke Fickell, great coaches. So we would never go backwards and say, well, you know, don't worry about that. They're your players. Love them up. Create that team. They are your guys. And I used to hear the media say, well, why did he get his own guys in there? These are our guys. The minute you sign on as head coach, they're your players.
So the NFL. So really interesting that he went there. The whole wait till I get my guys in here. We've kind of heard that quite a bit around here, right? And according to Urban Meyer says don't go there. And so you know what I think Urban Meyer's really saying with that? The whole I hate it when coaches say or people say, the media says, wait till I get my guys in here. I think what he's really saying with that is don't let yourself off the hook and build in an excuse for you to not get it done right now. Right? Like that's how I interpret what Urban Meyer is saying there. Because the second you start going there, you know, we need our guys, wait till we get our guys, you know what you are really doing? You are letting yourself off the hook for the moment. Don't get me wrong. There are aspects of that narrative that are absolutely true. Absolutely true. There's a non-negotiable level of talent that has to exist. There are aspects of it that are true because I've said it. Wait till Frost gets his guys in here, man. Wait till Chenander gets his personnel in here. You've said it. Heck, even Scott Frost has somewhat hinted at it at times. I just thought it was so interesting to hear that was Urban Meyer's answer to the question of what's your secret to getting things turned around so fast? Just because we are smack dab in the middle of the Scott Frost reclamation project at Nebraska. And the hardest part to get a handle on throughout this whole process really is, what's the timeline of when Nebraska will be good? And then whatever the answer is to that, why is that? right? Like, hasn't that kind of been the fundamental question? It's just, okay, what's the timeline? When will it pop? And then you go, okay, well, why is it year three? Why is it now? Why is it year four? Why is it year two? We've all tried to diagnose and analyze this entire situation. We've all slid it under our very own microscope. And it's just interesting that the number one thing Urban Meyer said that drives him nuts is pretty much the number one thing we've all been saying. Wait till Frost gets his guys in here, man. Just wait till he gets the right personnel. Like, those have been, when you talk about the greatest hits of talking points over the last, you know, 12, 14 months, that has been up there. Just wait till Frost gets his guys in here. And so hearing Urban Meyer say that just made me pause. And really think about not only what, because I can only speak for myself, you know, not what I've been saying, and then think about, well, what is Urban Meyer saying? And here is the thing with that. I think the spirit of what Urban Meyer is saying is right and spot on. And I also think the narrative of Scott Frost needing to change and upgrade the roster is right too. See, I think both things can be accurate and true at the same time. I really do. Now, Urban Meyer might be sitting next to me right now and he'd be shaking his head. But I do. I totally hear what Urban Meyer is saying is of the talking point of wait till I get my guys in here, and that, you know, that does immediately take the pressure off of winning right now. Kind of does, right? The talking point of wait till I get my guys in here, that kind of immediately takes the pressure off of winning football games, winning championships right now. Like, for instance, let's say I'm gonna play Damon one-on-one in basketball. And I don't have my basketball shoes or something like that. Let's say I don't own a pair of Vans, but let's say I have a pair of Vans on. And, you know, we check up and we're playing, and right before the game starts, I say, hey, DB, man, wait till I get my basketball shoes. That kind of subconsciously lets me off the hook to maybe lose to Damon in the moment. ADB, check. All right, make it, take it to 7. Kim's bringing my basketball shoes as we speak. Wait till I get my shoes. But here we go, check. See what I'm saying? Like, it subconsciously lets me off the hook. Because what I've provided in my head by saying that is an excuse. A way out. And when you do that, it's oftentimes human nature to take it. So I think the spirit of what Urban Meyer is saying is totally 100% true. Because how does he win right away when he takes over? He doesn't allow for an excuse to lose to exist. That's at least what's worked for him. He doesn't allow for an excuse to not get it done to even exist. So I can vibe with that. But at the same time, what I also want to tell Urban Meyer is the roster he took over at Ohio State compared to the roster Scott Frost took over at Nebraska, I mean, come on, guys. Come on now. I mean, who was on that too? The Braxton Miller and all that. Like, come on. And there is a non-negotiable bar of talent that you must possess if you want to win big. That also is true too. So the question always comes back to, was there enough talent on this Nebraska roster last year and even this year for Nebraska to win big? And I personally still think the answer is no. So I feel like I can agree to both schools of thought. And I do think sometimes two things can be true at the same time. I totally agree with, am vibing with, and hear what Urban Meyer is saying. And I also think there is a harsh reality of talent that matters too. I just found that comment extremely interesting from Urban Meyer. Because as he was saying it, it was like he was saying all of the things that we've all been talking about with Nebraska football in this takeover for Scott Frost. Wait till he gets his guys in here. Wait till he gets his guys in here. Wait till he gets his guys in here. So I was, when I heard him say that, I thought, wow, is that applicable? 402-951-1620. All right, Mike Schaefer in an hour. Vers coming up at 1:30. Can you email me, nick@1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter @NickBaugh. Game time.